Hey friends, this is Alexandria for your Daily Nerd Devo. Perhaps I can only speak for myself, but I think there are times and seasons as Christians where our ability to hope for the future is tested. I recently walked through a season where I really felt like there was going to be no end to the suffering I was experiencing, both spiritually and mentally, if I'm being honest. I really struggled with putting my hope into the ability for things to get any better. I really didn't know if things were going to change, and there were times where I just absolutely cried out and begged for something to be different. There were times where I was driving in my car just sobbing, praying for things to be different. And I don't know that in that moment I knew what was happening, what the Lord was working in and of itself, you know, what the Lord was working in me. You know, I cried out for change, but I didn't see the end, you know. It just seemed so dark. I didn't know that if there was going to be a turn of the tide. But if I can relate to one thing, it's a scene in The Two Towers when Frodo Baggins, Samwise Gamgee, and Gollum are in this place while the battle rages on around them, and Samwise Gamgee stands up and says, "We shouldn't even be here by rights, but we are." And he goes on to say, "It's only a passing thing, this shadow. Even the darkness must pass, a new day will come. And when the sun shines, it will shine out the clearer." And I think of that moment and how real and raw that was, where Samwise stands up and says, "We shouldn't even be here. But even though we are, I know that when the sun shines, it will shine out the clearer." And as Christians, there are seasons where we're going to seemingly come face to face with something that will, perhaps in our minds, may never end. But I think of what Paul writes in Romans 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we've also obtained access by faith into that grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." I look back at the season from which I just came, and I truly thank God for the fact that I was able to endure that, not by my own strength or my own power, but truly because of the hope that's been given to me. And that season produced character in me, character that I couldn't have prayed for. You know, it was only by experiencing that I was able to grow in graciousness and forgiveness and patience. So, brother or sister, wherever you are, whatever season you may be going through, rejoice not only in the hope of the glory of God, but also rejoice in your suffering. Because that hope that the Lord gives us doesn't put you to shame. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Nerd Devos every weekday, please hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also join our Facebook group called the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Alexandria for your Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, so long, and thanks for all the fish.